Okay, the webcam has been repositioned to take full advantage of the glamorous heartthrob hunk that is Richard Armitage. How are you, Richard?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm exceedingly well, as you can probably tell, as I'm very jolly at the moment. I'll start off straight away by saying you have an Armitage army. That's what they call themselves. And they are a very active fan base. They rate you as 11 out of 10 on the Darcy scale.
It's mad, isn't it? But greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It must be quite weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something I'm not really used to. But yeah, no, it's great. It's great that there's that kind of body of support for something that's kind of important to me. So,
because you've been acting in some very successful shows for a while. I just wonder, has the Armitage Army thing really kicked off since North and South?
Yeah. That's the main kind of instigator of it. So, but yeah, and I think people have kind of backtracked and looked at some of my earlier stuff now, and I think they're, you know, getting excited about all of that, which is weird as well, because I'm kind of having to rethink, you know, stuff that I've done 4 years ago. So,
does it worry you when you get the sort of Darcy Colin Firth comparisons and stuff like that?
No, I mean it's flattering, and I see where the comparisons come because of the nature of that character in North and South. You know, the nature of their relationship. I don't think that we're particularly similar, but you know, I wouldn't mind his career.
Which leads nicely onto my next question, because you're here because the DVD of North and South is coming out. I think it's actually out next month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the I think it's the 11th of April.
And will you get loads of money from that?
I think that's already all paid for.
So you've been paid for it already?
I've been paid for that already, yeah.
Excellent. Because I do wonder, because obviously you're sent out here to promote the DVD,
yeah.
And I think it only seems fair that you promote it and you get paid to do so.
I think that's all kind of taken care of. But it's great that the DVD release has been kind of, it's come earlier than the BBC expected because of the response from the fans. So that's to be applauded, you know, their kind of commitment to it. So.
And costume drama generally, is that something you're a fan of?
Yeah, I've always really enjoyed it. I think I've always enjoyed literature, and I like seeing great books kind of transferred onto screen. So I've always been, you know, I watched Pride and Prejudice and all the kind of costume dramas. I wasn't sure whether it was ever going to be for me, but, you know, when North and South came along, and it was one of those situations where, you know, I was kind of right for it and read the novel and was very excited about that character, and it had a lot of personal resonances for me and my heritage, my family and stuff. So yeah.
Could you're from up north?
My father is from Leeds, and all of his family, his mother worked in a woolen mill in Leeds, and
well, I'm blind.
You know, they're stonemasons, miners, you know, it's there in our heritage, so it was great to sort of explore that.
Because you played, Thornton was a mill owner, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was like the sort of centre of this sort of cotton empire. So,
how extraordinary!
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's kind of exploring your own family, or potentially how your family could have been.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the telly.
Yeah.
And I've been flicking through some of the things you've done in the past, and I didn't realise this. You're in Star Wars Episode One.
Yeah, that was straight out of drama school. I did. I had a one-line part in Star Wars.
Even so,
but and it was funny because I worked with the RSC, and we kind of went to Tokyo with Macbeth, and there were sort of fans outside the stage door kind of waiting for me with seven lines to sign their kind of Star Wars memorabilia, which was just insane. I mean, absolutely mad. I was kind of embarrassed, but you know, great.
And what, I mean, just out of interest, I'm not a massive Star Wars fan, so I like the first film, and I sort of, my interest sort of diluted thereafter. Yeah. It must be an enormous production, though. I mean, when you walk on set straight out of drama school,
yeah.
I mean, your eyes must have been spinning in your head.
Yeah, I was terrified, and that's I think that's probably one of the best things about it. It was like in at the deep end, and you kind of walk on to, it was a set in, just off the motorway in Luton, which was an old air.
Which is quite bizarre in itself, isn't it? Yeah.
And they kind of build all these sets to sort of just above of head height, and the rest is CGI, but even so, it's still kind of, it's like this sort of epic sort of set with millions of extras, and I was quite intimidated, but you know, excited obviously to be there.
I bet. Okay, Richard, we're going to talk a little bit more to Richard Armitage, a little bit more about Cold Feet as well after this.